You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
People are you expecting to enter the single wicket this year?
I've got about 16 so far.
Oh, that's good.
If I can just get a couple more between now and tomorrow, I'll be really happy.
Oh, I shall miss seeing this trophy on the mantelpiece, Tom.
Oh, sorry.
It meant a lot seeing Dan lift it.
He was a worthy winner.
But he won't be here to defend it.
Oh, I'm sure he's got loads of other things going on.
Oh, yes, he has.
Like learning to drive a tank.
Yep, he is very busy.
Far more exciting than playing cricket.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, from what he tells me, it sounds like he's having a great time.
I bet he is.
Do you know, I think he'd have come back if he could.
Well, maybe next year.
You never know.
What about Alistair?
What about him?
You don't think there's a chance he'll change his mind and play?
Oh, no, I don't think so. He's out today and tomorrow at a couple of events.
That's rough on a bank holiday weekend.
No, it's all about keeping up with contacts and making new ones.
It's a shame. He never usually misses it.
No, I know. So, who else is playing, Tom?
Well, we've got most of the cricket team, plus Eddie, but not Ed, of course.
Oh, no. When are they back from honeymoon?
Tuesday. He'll be helping us with the silage on Wednesday.
Oh, wasn't it a lovely wedding?
Yes, it was. There's Ben and Pip too.
What about David and Ruth?
No, they're both too busy.
Perhaps they want to leave it to the younger generation.
Oh, I hope not. I want more competitors from the older generation.
Any luck?
Not much. As I said, Eddie's playing, and I think I might still persuade Robert and Neil.
Oh, good.
Don't suppose you'd be interested, would you?
That's a kind offer, Tom. But if you remember, there's the small matter of a barbecue.
Oh, of course. And you couldn't present the trophy to yourself. Are you doing the teas for this afternoon's match?
Yes, I'll see you there. But first, I'm off for a ride.
Ooh.
So the next clue could be, at this place you may get a shock from a colourful peacock.
Or how about, you may want to throw a rock at the noisy peacock.
Josh!
So your gran's done lots of these treasure hunts, has she?
I don't know about a lot, but she's certainly done a few.
And the clues have to rhyme?
Well, she suggested that people solve a puzzle to find the location, and then there's a rhyming question they have to answer once they get there.
Okay.
She did offer to do them with us, but I said we'd be all right.
Why? It would have been much easier with her.
I know, but the sort of clues she comes up with are all about history and books,
right,
and things.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, this is the Borsetshire young farmers we're talking about.
So?
I don't think most of them read books.
Oi!
And besides, it is us that are supposed to be organising it.
I suppose so.
But she did come up with a really good last clue.
What's that then?
It's the opposite of where the start is, and this is where the heart is.
No, I don't get it.
It's home. Is in home farm. Home is where the heart is.
Yeah, I get it now. It's a bit tricky, though.
We can't make them too easy.
Whose idea was the barbecue at the end?
That was Granny, too. She said it was because we're raising money for the Flood Relief Fund. It's going to be by the swimming pool.
Do you think we should include the church?
Oh, yeah. We need at least a dozen places in Ambridge.
After they've driven round all the rest?
Yeah. Like the Blackberry Line and Lower Loxley.
So how many altogether?
20? 25? We don't want too many for one evening.
Let's do the pond as well. So long as it doesn't rhyme with duck.
No, let's not.
Hi, you two.
Hiya. Hi.
Are you both still okay for the single wicket tomorrow?
Definitely.
Me too. I can't wait to show you guys what I'm made of.
Great. And you're playing this afternoon as well, aren't you, Josh?
Yeah. Which means we better get going, Phoebe, seeing as we've got all these other places to check out.
No, I know, but it's been difficult for both of them.
Oh, of course. And, you know, we understand that.
It certainly wasn't easy talking to Jolene last week.
They obviously don't want our help at all.
Or anything to do with us, it feels like.
Persona non grata, I know. Mum hates it.
Well, so do we. But I don't know what else we can do.
Perhaps perhaps you shouldn't do anything for the time being. Just give them both some space.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm giving the single wicket a miss.
Oh?
Well, Kenton's MC, isn't he? Last thing I want to hear is some snarky comment over the PA when I go out to bat.
Oh, David, you shouldn't let it put you off.
Well, it's not just that. We're very busy at the moment. What with Open Farm Sunday on top of everything else?
And we want to get as far ahead as we can before we lose Eddie.
Why? What's happening to Eddie?
Oh, he told us this morning he's been offered a job, starting next week.
Yeah, it's a good one, actually. It's at least a month's work.
Mm.
It's helping to refurbish a pub in Borchester on the river.
With an extension as well, so there's a groundwork for that too.
Yeah, and they wanted it as soon as possible, so it's a pretty decent rate.
You can't blame him for taking it.
No, of course not.
But it is going to leave us a bit short-handed.
Plus, Pip and Josh have got their exams, of course.
Well, look, I won't keep you any longer.
Well, that's okay, Julia.
Nice to see you.
But I'll have a think about what we can do to smooth things over with Kenton.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye, Sheila. So, do you think this grass is ready for cutting yet?
It's amazing how quickly it's recovered after the flood.
We may be a bit earlier than some, but I reckon we'll get a decent crop.
So, when were you thinking?
Cut in a couple of days, bale next week.
Sounds good to me.
You were quick, Josh.
I was fielding on the boundary, so I was closest.
That always helps. Would you like tea?
Yes, please.
How many did Borchester Old Boys get? Looked like they were doing rather well.
They ended up on 283 for 7.
Oh, big target then.
If we get a good start, we should be okay.
That's right. We need to score quickly and take the game to them.
That tall guy who came in at the end, apparently he's a seriously quick bowler.
Then he'll come off the bat even faster. Think positive, Josh.
Sure.
We can definitely win this. Have you got what you need? There's quite a queue.
Sorry. I'm batting at 5, aren't I?
Yeah.
See you out there.
Tea, Tom.
Oh, please.
Have you got any more recruits for the single wicket?
Well, Kate's agreed, so that'll be fun.
Yes, it's a long time since she was able to join in.
Oh, and I forgot to mention Toby Fairbrother. He's very keen.
Oh, good. He's quite sporty, I gather.
Yeah. Apparently, he's a pretty good rugby player. So, it'll be interesting to see what he's like with a bat in his hand.
That's two more.
Hmm?
Tees this way and Acorn Nature Trail, plus a couple of display boards.
Great.
There should be a lot more.
Well, I'm sure they're in here somewhere.
Honestly, every year I say we should put these boards away somewhere sensible.
And every year they get buried with everything else.
Yeah. Good grief. Dad's old Allen scythe.
What?
That takes me back.
Oh, it's amazing what you come across.
Yeah. Well, it's a good job Open Farm Sunday's only once a year.
Yeah. Sort of creeps up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Only a couple of weeks now.
Well, plenty of time yet.
So long as we manage to organise everything.
Yeah. When are you doing the posters?
Tomorrow, maybe?
Great. Aha! Right, that's three more boards.
Do they need a clean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
We should put an advert in the Echo, you know. I think the deadline's 5 o'clock on Tuesday.
Well, maybe save that for next week, closer to the day.
Well, maybe.
Still ask Pip and Josh to start putting the word out online.
Wait, did I hear you taking my name in vain?
Oh, not at all.
Well, Gran says Zephyr will be ready in an hour.
Oh, I said I'd do it.
Ah, you know Gran. Oh, sorry. Oh, I should be doing this.
Oh, don't be daft. I'm not expecting you to.
Not with your finals.
Oh, well, I'll definitely help on the day, though.
Only if you've got the time.
Much rather you concentrate on your exams.
Mm.
Nice outfit, by the way.
It's just a t-shirt and shorts, Dad.
Going anywhere special?
No, not exactly. I thought I'd go for a run, clear my head a bit.
Okay.
Well, see you later.
Pip going for a run? What's that all about?
It's been good today.
Apart from losing the cricket.
Yeah, well, they were just too good.
Oh, don't let Tommy say that.
You've done a lot of clues, though.
Yeah, that was fun.
When do you want to drive around the other villages?
Well, there won't be any time this week.
How many more papers have you got?
3.
I've only got a couple, thank goodness.
We could do a clue for this place.
Like what?
For a chance in a million, look in the pavilion.
You've just told them where it is.
It was a joke. Hey, sis.
Hi, Pip. I didn't know you were into running.
Oh, she isn't.
Oh, you know what they say about a healthy body and a healthy mind?
No.
Well, obviously, one leads to the other.
So that's your excuse for skiving?
Well, I haven't seen you doing much revision today.
Well, it's half term. I'll catch up.
So, have you worked out all the clues yet?
About half, I reckon.
How many do you think will turn up?
If we get 30, that'd be great. They're coming from all over Borsetshire.
Yeah, we had to get a licence.
Oh, I know someone you should ask.
Oh, yeah?
Toby, Fairbrother. I bet he'd be up for it.
Aren't you forgetting someone?
Don't think so.
Rex? His brother?
Oh, yeah, no. Well, it'd be a great way for them to get to know more people.
So that's what all this getting fit stuff's about.
So what?
Looking to impress, are we?
Oh, Josh, you're not making any sense.
Same old Josh, then.
Well, anyway, I reckon you should definitely ask them.
Oh, you could, as you're so keen.
Well, yeah, I suppose I could. Well, some of us have got work to be getting back to. See you later.
How long do you give it?
What?
The running.
She looks pretty serious about it.
Yeah, right.
You two do know the game's finished. You can go home now.
Thanks, Tom, we know.
Back tomorrow for the single wicket.
Of course.
Your dad's looking forward to it, Phoebe?
Yeah, he said.
And your mum?
Is she playing?
I signed her up this afternoon. Apparently, she's been practising in secret.
You're kidding.
Do you think she's any good?
Rumour has it she bowls a mean off-break.
I'd be amazed if she even knows which way to hold the bat.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow, won't we?
Morning, Charlie.
Not too early, am I?
No, that's fine. I was expecting you. You're just in time for last week's production figures.
Oh, thanks.
Pretty well on target.
Okay.
And everyone understands what they're coming in to see me for?
Yeah, I've explained there's an issue relating to what happened during the flood, and you need to clarify some details with them.
And you haven't been any more specific than that?
No, that's all I've told them, as you requested.
Good.
There are 3 people off today, but they'll be in first thing tomorrow to see you.
Oh, that's fine. Right, now if you give me 5 minutes, then you can start sending them in.
Okay. It'll be Raff first.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and don't forget, I'm off at 11:30 to play in the single wicket.
Yep, I hadn't forgotten.
A little bird told me that David and Ruth aren't here because we are. Can you believe that?
Well, actually, Kenton, no. I can't.
Oh, well, sounds perfectly plausible to me. And if so, you know, I think it's pretty pathetic.
Well, all their kids are coming, aren't they?
Yeah, so?
So it's not exactly a family boycott.
No, but there isn't an issue with
them. And besides, they're running a busy farm. Maybe they just haven't got the time.
Well, it's never stopped them before.
Anyway, let's just enjoy ourselves and not worry about them. Hey, morning, Tom.
Hi there.
Oh, hiya.
Looks like the gods are smiling with the weather.
Oh, yep, it's looking pretty good.
Must be that sun dance I did this morning.
Probably. Now, Kenton, We've got 20 players signed up, so there's going to be a preliminary round before the first round, OK?
OK.
There'll be 4 straight knockout games. Then the winners join the other 12 who got a bye into the first round.
Oh, that sounds logical.
Here's a list of the matches.
All right.
And there's also a list in the pavilion.
Oh, I'll need a copy for my commentary as well.
Your wish is my command.
Great. Ooh, I see Kate's playing Phoebe. Now that could be very interesting.
Yes, it couldn't have worked out better. I've been telling Phoebe her mum's really up for it and a serious contender.
Oh, nice one.
No, you never know. Maybe she'll surprise a lot of you.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, shame you haven't got some flags and colours up here like you've done for the cup final?
Well, you know, Tom, I would, but when everyone plays in white, it's a bit boring, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Should be a great game on Saturday, though, Arsenal against Villa.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think it'll be a cracker.
Hi there.
Oh, hi, Toby.
Morning. You're brightened early.
Yeah, I thought I'd check out the ground first.
Ooh, sounds like you're taking it very seriously.
No, I've just never been here before.
So. Well, thanks for agreeing to play.
That's okay.
And how about your brother, Rex, isn't it? Is he playing too?
No, he can't make it today.
Oh, that's a shame.
So it's just you defending the family honour,
Yes, but I think I can handle the pressure.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. A man who's sure of himself.
Do you want to know who you're playing?
You could tell me, but it probably won't mean much.
You're up against the winner of Eddie Grundy versus Pip Archer.
Oh, well, I know both of them.
Oh, you see? Not such a stranger after all.
I've never played a woman before.
Wait, be careful what you wish for.
Why?
Well, I should warn you. These Ambridge women can be very canny.
Yes, the one you really want to avoid is Kate Madicane. Wouldn't you agree, Kenton?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, she is a real demon.
Thanks, I'll bear that in mind.
Bats like Brendan McCullum.
Yeah, and bowls like Jimmy Anderson.
She sounds like a girl to watch out for.
Oh, she's definitely that.
Yeah, so what are you going to do for the rest of the afternoon once you've been knocked out?
He'll be fielding, hopefully, but I wouldn't bet on him getting knocked out just yet. Anyway, shall I show you where to get changed?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Hey, is Tony umpiring today, Tom?
Oh, no, his legs aren't up to it yet. He is scoring, though.
Oh, well, that's good.
Carol's managed to persuade Bert to umpire instead.
Oh, that's nice. Keeps him involved.
I think she used the barbecue as an incentive.
So there's beer and a barbecue. What more could a man want?
Hey, you're a man after my own heart, Toby.
Come on, let's go.
Okay.
And don't worry about all the names. You'll soon get used to them.
Oh. Hey, Toby seems like a nice boy.
Yes, he does, yeah.
And I have a feeling he might be quite a hit with the ladies, that one.
No one I've spoken to so far knows anything about the culvert being deliberately blocked.
Well, I did say it was a wild goose chase.
Yes, you did. But obviously there are still several more people to see.
Of course.
However, it would have been helpful if you'd told me that you'd let Stefan go back home.
Well, he'd already gone before you asked to see everyone, but perhaps I should have mentioned it.
Yeah. Well, I did say I needed to talk to all staff who were working here at the time.
Sorry, it was unavoidable, I'm afraid.
Why did you let him go?
Family problems. He was extremely distressed. His elderly mother had an accident and broke her leg. Oh. I gather his sister has, addiction problems.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, there's no one else to look after her.
You still should have informed me.
You're right. I'm sorry, but I thought it best to act fast.
See, I appreciate that these decisions aren't always straightforward.
Well, actually, this wasn't one of the harder ones. But if I had to tell you every time, I'd never get anything else done.
Right. It would appear that most people weren't aware the culvert had been blocked at all.
I can't say I'm surprised.
Really?
Well, why would there be?
That's the big question.
Another big question is, what impact did a single block drain have on the flood?
Well, I did nearly drown in it, Rob.
Of course, but that was just a terrible accident.
Well, nevertheless, the point remains, if someone deliberately blocked the culvert trying to save BL property at the expense of somebody else's...
Yeah, which we don't actually know.
No, but if they did, then it was probably illegal. Not to mention utterly immoral.
I agree. And if someone does substantiate this claim, then I trust you'll let me know.
Of course. Either way, I'm determined to get to the bottom of what happened.
And then hopefully we can move on.
Congratulations to Phoebe Tucker, who has defeated Kate Madicane in their mother-daughter grudge match.
So, here I am, all ready to go. No one to play.
Hey, does that mean you win?
If Rob doesn't show up.
Oh, now that'd be a shame.
Oh, I don't know. He can be a tricky customer.
Oh, Kenton would be disappointed. He's been building you two up nicely.
And next up, it's Pip Archer against...
I thought they
Toby
both did
Fairbrother.
Really well.
It was close, wasn't it?
By beating Eddie Grundy.
I'm looking forward to this next
but
one.
So am I.
Against the unknown package of Toby Fairbrother.
Now that's a good question.
And remember, folks, after this, we have the Clash of the Titans. Adam Macy and Rob...
See what I mean about building you two up?
It's a little bit OTT.
Oh, you wait. He's hardly started. say, I fancy Toby in this one.
I bet that's what all the girls say.
Oh, as a player, I mean. Although...
But could it be that Mr. Titchener has already conceded defeat? I am reliably informed there's no sign of him yet. No! Here he is now! The gladiator arrives!
Thanks, Kenton. That'll have got him going nicely.
Tom?
Oh, hey, Charlie. Did you see Pip's game against Toby?
Yeah, I caught the end of it. He won quite easily, didn't he?
Well, he got four fours and she only scored seven, but actually, she played pretty well.
Oh, nice hit.
Fetch that! Shot, Rob!
Yeah, that's 10 runs off 3 balls. Now, Adam needs to get a grip on this. He's got no chance.
There's not much he could have done to stop that.
And Toby's new to the area, isn't he?
Yes, but his family goes back a long way in Ambridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, that's better.
Bold, Adam!
Whoever wins this, I could be playing them in the semi-final.
It could still go either way.
Keep it there, Adam.
My money's on Rob, but only just.
We shall see.
If that's all you've got, Titchener, I can take you.
Catch it!
Damn, how did he get that?
Great catch, Christopher!
Ah, another couple of feet to the side.
Oh, hard luck.
You got lucky. I just mistimed it, that's all.
Well, it happens to the best of us.
And you'd know all about that, wouldn't you?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we've just witnessed something rather special.
Hey, Fallon's just phoned. The big screen's on the blink.
What?
Oh, Nathan Booth wanted some quiz show on. When she turned it on, there were no picture or anything.
Oh, Lord, that's the last thing we need with the football coming up on Saturday. Well, I'll check it when I get back.
Yeah, we can always call someone in the morning.
I just hope it's not that serious.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hi. Yeah.
I know we haven't played the final yet, but I just wanted to say a big thank you for today.
Oh, that's nice, Tom.
Well, it's been our pleasure.
I've a feeling this final might be rather tasty.
Oh, talking of which, I better get going.
Shame I didn't quite make it myself, of course.
Oh, well, semi-final's not bad.
Yeah. Anyway, got to go.
So, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The moment we've all been waiting for. Please give a humongous welcome to our two mighty gladiators, Rob Titchener and Toby Fairbrother! Quiet, please, ladies and gentlemen. Quiet, please. Okay, this is it. Last ball. 3 runs to win.
Let them get on with it, Kenton.
Yes, all right.
Yes!
And that is it! Rob Titchener is the Ambridge single wicket champion for 2015!
Congratulations.
Thanks, Toby. Now, it would have been yours if that catch hadn't been put down. Well played. Rob got lucky, that's all. If Will had taken that catch.
Ah, but he didn't, did he? Is he staying on for a drink?
I don't think so. Thankfully, Rob's far too grand to play for us on a regular basis.
He'd be a better team if he did.
Maybe. But he's a bit too full of himself for my liking.
You should try being his boss.
My heart bleeds for you, Charlie.
Yeah, it's nothing I can't handle.
Anyway, I'm off.
Yeah, me too. And better luck next year.
Oh, don't worry. I won't lose any sleep over it. It's only cricket after all.
Right, the drinks are on me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Shouldn't the winner buy the first round?
Who cares, so long as we drink?
Yeah. That was a cracking final, you two.
Thanks, Tom. It was a good contest.
I never thought I'd get as far as I did.
Oh, you played really well, Toby.
After what you said, I was so sure I was going to get knocked out by Kate.
Kate? Are you serious?
But he got lucky there.
Yeah, certainly did. If Phoebe hadn't conveniently knocked her out for him.
I like a challenge, though. I reckon it'd be fun to take her on.
Well, just let you know, my darlings, there's only a few bottles left now.
Boom!
If you make your way to the flood bar, I'll happily carry on serving you over there.
Hey, Rob, give me that trophy a sec.
Okay.
And I'll have that bottle, please, Jolene.
All right.
This is for Rob. A true champion.
I'm not sure you're meant to drink out of it.
Oh, it's just a bit of fun, Tom.
Here you go, Rob. Drink. Drink. Drink.
Very well.
Drink.
Your wish is my command.
Drink. 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 Drink.
David!
As long as I'm not stopping him, Ruth.
I've got his lunch. He always stops for that.
At least you've got decent weather.
Hello, Charlie. What can I do for you?
Sorry, David, I won't keep you long. It's about the culvert.
Oh, no problem.
Here you go.
Thanks, love.
Anyway, I've got posters to deliver. I'll leave you to it.
Thanks, Ruth. Bye.
Bye, Dom.
Bye.
So, have you found out any more? Unfortunately not. I've talked to everyone who's available, but none of the staff seem to know anything about it.
Everyone who's available?
Yes. But believe me, David, I want to sort this out as much as you do. If it wasn't for Adam, that drain would have finished me off.
Yeah, I know.
But there's one staff member I can't get hold of.
Right.
And I'm not sure I'm going to be able to either.
Why not?
Apparently there's big problems with his family. Rob released him to go back home.
Right.
His name's Stefan.
I see. When's he due back?
Not sure.
Great.
Rob's trying, but can't get hold of him by phone.
Oh, really?
And I'll try too, but other than that, I'm not sure what else we can do.
No, I guess not. So, that's the end of it, then?
I'm afraid it looks that way, yes.
What a treat, popping home for lunch.
In an ideal world, we do this every day. It's a shame Henry isn't here.
Oh, well, I'm sure your mum and dad are spoiling him rotten.
Probably. Oh, I see the single wicket trophy's already on display.
And why not?
Yes, you were fantastic, darling.
I'm not sure what state it'd be in if I left it with Toby last night.
He sounds a bit wild.
Well, he's young. He's a good player, though.
You said Tom called you this morning?
Yeah. He's spoken to Alistair, and they've asked me to join the team. And this time, I said yes.
I thought you were too busy.
Well, I can make time. As long as it's okay with you.
Yeah, of course. What made you change your mind?
Well, he was very persuasive, telling me what a great player I
am. Which you are.
They lost pretty badly on Sunday, and apparently I'm the person to turn their season around.
No pressure, then.
Well, it'll be fine. It's just a bit of fun, really.
If they start winning, everyone will be happy.
Hopefully.
Well, be a nice distraction from work.
Yeah, talking of which, I've got another meeting with Charlie this afternoon.
Something interesting?
It's about Open Farm Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Is that yours?
Might be the agent's got an offer for the shop. No, it isn't.
Are you expecting one?
They rang earlier but didn't leave a message. I haven't had time to call back.
Well, why don't you try now?
Oh, I want to finish lunch with you first. I'll call them later.
They seem to have put them up all over the village.
Barrow Farm Open Farm Sunday, 7th of June. Great day out for the whole family.
They're definitely ahead of us.
It's a nice design too, eye-catching.
Ours looks okay though, doesn't it?
Oh yes, of course.
Maybe not quite so professional.
Oh, it does the job.
They seem to be making a bigger effort this year.
Oh, perhaps they felt they had to after last year.
There was a dead calf, wasn't there?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's room for both of us.
Have you got all the usual activities on offer?
Yeah, but to be honest, we're a bit behind with preparations. What with everything else that's going on.
Oh, you've still got nearly 2 weeks.
I know. We'll be fine. I've been talking to Jill about the catering.
Let me guess. She wants everything home-baked.
Cut it in one.
Typical mum.
I think it's crazy to make so much work for ourselves.
I agree.
So I'm suggesting a mixture of homemade and bought-in.
Sounds sensible.
And we'll get Tom to do a hog roast. I don't want Jill taking on too much.
It can be difficult stopping her, though.
Tell me about it.
Well, I can chip in with a few cakes if you like, and I'm sure Auntie Chris will be happy to help. Do her good.
Oh, thanks, Shula. That'd be great.
Oh, and I need to tell you about Kenton.
What's that? He hasn't had another go at us.
No. It's about their big screen television.
Oh?
It might be a way to patch things up a bit.
I don't follow.
Oh, sorry, I should have explained. The TV in the pub is broken, and apparently it'll cost more money than it's worth to repair it.
Oh, that's the last thing they need.
Yeah, they were relying on it to pull in a crowd for the FA Cup final this Saturday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They did so well with the semi-finals. It'll be a huge blow if they can't do the same again.
What can we do to help?
Well, I was thinking, how about if we all club together with Elizabeth and buy them a new one in time for the match?
I'd say yes, Shula. But you know how he's been with us offering him any kind of help recently.
Yes, I know, but this would be different. It'd be from all of us.
Maybe.
Honestly, Ruth, I think it'll be fine. I don't know if you've seen, but they put so much effort into decorating the flood bar.
We don't go there much at the moment.
No, I suppose not.
It's more hassle than it's worth.
Well, they've done it all out in the team colours. And they've sent out leaflets round the village. They're even doing a special quiz.
Sounds like they're really banking on it.
Oh, they are. And I think this would go a long way to making it up with them. What do you think?
I went home after a couple of drinks.
It looked like the party was just starting when I left.
Now, Toby's a decent bloke, but I have no desire to keep up with him in the drinking stakes.
Are you too old for that now?
Something like that. So, did you speak to the others about the culvert?
Yes, I did.
Any progress?
Not yet. But I'd like you to let me know as soon as you hear from Stefan.
Of course.
In fact, why don't you give me his number? I can call him myself.
Well, actually, because of the delicacy of the situation back home, I did say we wouldn't contact him unless it was an emergency.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, this is an emergency.
No, Charlie, he'll only talk to me.
Really?
Believe me, I've tried already. He's not answering.
Then try again.
I will, and as soon as I make contact, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
I have to say, though, I still think we're wasting time on this.
Yes, I know what you think.
But if it's what you want...
It is. Now, to the matter in hand.
Open farm Sunday.
This is the area I'm thinking of for the main displays.
Well, you want it this close to the AD unit?
Yes. Where we were last time is too small.
Well, the PR people seem to have gone into overdrive selling it this year. I keep seeing stuff all over the place.
They've just been doing their job.
Well, then they've done a good job.
Justin wants 100% from everybody on this. Nothing left to chance.
Fair enough.
We're here for the benefit of the community. That needs to come over loud and clear.
I'm sure it will.
There's been too much negative publicity recently. Hmm?
So is this where the model of the new solar array will go?
Yes, and it needs to be prominent. After all, the community's going to benefit too.
And you need someone to present all this?
Yes. But it can't be you.
Why not? I know more about it than anyone else.
I was thinking about that new guy on the milking team.
Ricky with the pimples.
He's fairly local. And everyone seems to like him.
He can barely string a sentence together.
You're not being very fair, Rob.
No. Seriously, there's no way we should be using someone so junior and inexperienced to talk about this. It's far too important.
Well, who would you suggest, then?
Leave it with me. I'll find somebody for you.
You're home early.
Well, I just couldn't stay away. What's Henry up to?
He's in the sandpit.
Of course.
Come and sit with me and relax.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I was right about the shop, by the way.
There's been an offer.
Yep, but it's far too low. How was your meeting with Charlie?
All right. I can't believe how officious they're being about this open day, though.
In what way?
Well, it's like we're engaging in some corporate election campaign to win over the locals. It's all a bit OTT.
Now's not a reason why.
Yes, I know.
These hearts and minds operations can seem a bit unnecessary, but if they're done well...
Well, I never thought I'd hear you defending BL.
No, well, the principle's the same, whatever the business.
Yeah, then Charlie suggested using this kid who's barely out of short trousers to do the presentation about the new solar array.
Why?
because he's local. It's ridiculous.
Well, surely they could find someone more experienced.
Yeah, well, now you mention it, I can think of someone.
Who's that?
You.
Me?
Yeah, you'd be perfect.
But I know nothing about Barrow Farm. And everyone knows me as part of an organic family business.
So, people would trust you. They'd know you'd be impartial.
What would I say, though?
I could fill you in on all that, and you know all about green energy anyway.
I suppose.
I know you're part of a different family business, darling, but you're also part of my family business.
Oh, Rob.
Well, it'd definitely help put me back in Charlie's good books after all this business with Jess and the CMS. Will you do it for me?
Have you seen Auntie Chris recently?
No.
Why? I'm a bit worried about her. I think she's really struggling to get over the flood.
It's funny you should mention that. Jill said something similar the other day.
Oh, so I'm not the only one.
No. She reckons Chris hasn't been her usual self since it happened, really.
No.
Must be hard for her. Still not being able to go home yet after such a long time.
I know. We're doing our best, though.
Of course.
And she knows she can stay with us for as long as it takes.
I'm sure she appreciates that.
It's more... Well, I'm not sure how much she actually wants to go back to Woodbine Cottage.
Oh.
Just getting her to go there and see what state it's in would be a start.
Has she not been back?
No, not since the first week or two.
Bert found it really difficult going back to see the bungalow at first.
Mm. But he went with David in the end, didn't he?
Yeah, and it wasn't that long afterwards.
I'll see if I can persuade her to go with me this week.
Hi, Sheila.
Oh, hello.
Ooh, is that coffee I could smell?
Would you like one?
If I can grab one to take back out, that would be great.
Okay.
Mm. By the way, David, Elizabeth says she's happy to contribute to the television.
Oh, that's good.
Your mum thinks it's a good idea too.
Well, I'm happy to go along with whatever you think works best.
Okay.
As long as I don't have any direct dealings with Kenton.
Now you sound as bad as him.
No, honestly, Shula, I've had my fingers burnt too many times already.
Yes, I know.
For the time being, I reckon it's best to keep it arm's length.
Josh is looking into it online. A fancy one with all the gubbins. Mm.
Did you know Jolene's put a sign up saying they've cancelled the screening on Saturday?
It's a bit premature, isn't it? Oh, thanks, love.
We need to get a move on then, hmm?
Well, once Josh has found the best deal, I can order it straight away. We can ask for next day delivery.
Mm. Do you want our share of the money now?
Yeah, let's see how much it costs first and sort all that out afterwards.
Oh, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
So the cup final won't be cancelled after all?
It would seem not.
And if it helps get you and Kenton talking again, all the better.
Bet you're looking forward to your cruise.
Yeah, of course I am.
Starts in Venice, doesn't it?
That's right.
10 days cruising round the Med.
Yeah.
And after that, Croatia.
You know the itinerary better than I do.
Mum was showing me the brochure. Dubrovnik looks really interesting, and there's all that Roman stuff in Split.
Yeah, Pat's looking forward to that.
Then all those little islands off the coast. The beaches look amazing.
Yeah, wonderful.
It's just, you don't seem that excited.
Oh, you know me. Probably won't hit me till we actually get on the plane.
Are you sure there's nothing bothering you?
Yes, I'm sure, Tom.
I mean, you didn't really need to come out here this early. Not unless you were checking up on me.
No, it's not that. It's just...
What?
This will be the first time I've not been here for the silaging.
I know.
Looks like a good crop, though.
It does, doesn't it?
Plenty of bulk, nice and leafy. Should be good D-value.
I know what I'm doing, Dad.
Of course you do. I'm leaving the farm in very capable hands.
We'll manage. Don't you worry.
I know.
And there's no way you're bailing out of this holiday.
Why on earth would I want to do that?
Because I can see what you're thinking.
Tom, that's not
Mum
what
Mum needs it even more than you do.
I know she does. And I'm sure you'll make a really good silage.
Well, we'll soon know if it's no good when we open up the clamp next winter.
Well, that's true.
And if it's rubbish... You'll know not to go on holiday at the end of May next time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. Don't mind me. Anyway, I'll leave you to it. Your mum's been on at me to do my packing.
Okay.
Helen's picking us up before lunch.
Oh, did you hear she's doing a presentation at Barrow Farm Open Day?
You're joking.
No. I'm sure she'll tell you all about it on the way to the airport.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to hear about that.
Oh, good. Here's Ed.
Bye, Tom.
Oh, have a great holiday, Dad, and... Don't worry about all this.
I'll try not to. Ed!
How was the honeymoon?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, they're really great.
Glad you enjoyed it. Anyway, I'm sorry, but I've got a dash.
He's in a hurry.
Yeah. So, did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah, the best. So, is Johnny joining us?
I'll give him a call.
David?
Oh, Kenton.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
What are you talking about?
Just butt out of my life, will you?
Hey, calm down. What's this about?
Don't tell me to calm down.
Look, I haven't got a lot of time, right? I've got a hay crop.
Mum told me about this scheme that you've cooked up to buy us a TV.
Oh, it's supposed to be a surprise.
Yeah, well, you know what you can do with your surprise? You can stuff it.
It wasn't even my idea.
No. Now you've got Shula and Elizabeth in on it too.
Kenton, I'm not sure what the problem is. All we want to do is help.
Shall I spell it out for you one more time?
Kenton!
We do not want your help. Get it?
But Josh has already ordered it.
Well, then he can just unorder it, can't he?
Oh, be reasonable.
No, tell me, where exactly do you get off on all this do-gooding stuff?
It's not do-gooding.
Do you know what? I could have sworn that I was the older brother in this family.
Of course you are.
Then why is it that you keep treating me like a child?
Kenton, don't shout.
You scared somebody might hear?
Yes, Mum's in the house.
I will let the whole village know if it gets you off my back.
Kenton, shut up.
We are survivors, David. Don't you worry. And we'll survive without any help from you.
Butter, sugar. Now, what else was it?
Robert seems to have lost all interest in his camera. And as for the telephoto lens...
But he used it for the bird race.
Oh, yes, but he's hardly touched it since.
Oh, yes, eggs, of course.
Ridiculous getting it in the first place.
Oh, I'm sure he could use it on other subjects, couldn't he?
Well, he could. You're making a cake?
How did you guess?
Well, it wasn't difficult with those ingredients.
No, I suppose not. Oh, I'd better get some cocoa, too.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get it for you.
Oh, thank you.
Doesn't Shula have these things already?
Well, she does, but I'd rather not keep using hers, especially as I'm making it for her.
Yes, it is awkward, isn't it? Not living in one's own place.
Yes, it is.
Lovely though the Dower House is, I can't wait to go back to Ambush Hall. You must feel the same about Woodbine Cottage.
I suppose so.
Right, is that everything?
Should be.
Robert was so convinced it was worth every penny, you know, when he bought that expensive lens.
Well, men do like a nice gadget.
Well, I don't mind, but he's never going to use it again.
They get a bit carried away, don't they?
They're like school children.
Jim was just the same with this bird race. If only he'd let me come along, I'm jolly sure he'd never have run out of petrol as he did.
Well, of course he wouldn't. Both Robert and Jim took the whole thing far too seriously.
Oh, Jim knows that now. He says he's given up competitive bird watching for good.
Well, it's hardly the best way to appreciate them.
That's exactly what he said.
Robert's copy of Birds of Borsetshire is back on the shelf too.
Sorry to interrupt, Tom.
Oh, no problem. We've just stopped for a break. Ed's just getting his sarnies from the tractor.
Oh.
How's the haymaking going?
Good, yeah.
Nice weather for it.
Yeah, it is. And the silage, how's that looking?
Not bad at all.
Great. Anyway, the reason I've come over is to ask a favour for Open Farm Sunday.
Ah.
Will you be able to do one of your marvellous hog roasts for us?
I'm sorry, David. Charlie Thomas asked me a couple of weeks ago to do the event at Barrow Farm.
Oh. Well, never mind.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's my fault for not asking sooner.
I'm trying to think who else you can ask.
No, don't worry. We'll just do teas. It'll be fine. Sounds like the estate's making more of a thing of it this year.
Only because they can afford to.
Oh, hello, David.
Oh, Ed, hi. Are you fed up yet with people asking how the honeymoon went?
No, not really. The hotel was amazing. Fantastic food, brilliant spa. Oh, they really spoilt us.
Well, you gave the whole village a treat on Friday.
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it?
It was definitely a day to remember.
Do you know one of the best things of all, though?
No.
We came back to find that Will's cleared the garden at number one. Yeah, it's almost looking back to normal out the back there now.
It all helps, doesn't it?
I never thought I'd say this, but Will's been brilliant.
Good, good. By the way, Ed, are you still okay to come over and do some bailing on money?
Well, what time do you want me?
About 9:30?
Yeah, no problem. Do you want me to bring Oliver's bailer with me?
Yeah, could you? That would be useful to have a few small bales.
Yes, no problem.
It would be great to get it finished on the day, if we can.
Well, I think we can probably manage that.
It's a busy time, especially not having your dad for a few weeks.
No, I know.
I'm sure we'll manage. Anyway, I'll see you both.
Cheers, David.
Cheers. See ya.
Coffee?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't say no.
So, you and Em are pretty happy?
We are so made up, you wouldn't believe. Cheers, thanks. And a lot of that's down to your family.
After what happened with Otto?
No. We're really grateful for your pain.
Shame to have to come back.
It was lovely going away, but it's always good to come back home.
Apparently this woman breeds them.
What?
Dalmatians.
Oh, right. Can I just get these sweets, Linda, for the take-off and landing?
They're very highly strung, of course, not like Scruff.
Please, Linda?
Oh, sorry, Tony. Not that I'm thinking of getting another dog, of course. I haven't given up hope yet.
No, well, fingers crossed for that.
It's fingers, toes and everything, Tony.
Yes, Helen and Pat are waiting outside.
Oh, I'm sorry. There, and I do hope you have a lovely holiday.
Thanks, and good luck with finding Scruff.
Yes, thank you. Shula thinks I ought to go back and see what sort of state it's in.
Uh-huh. Sorry about that. Ran out of oil.
Oh, no, I don't want to stop you working, David.
No, it's all right. Yes, she did mention something yesterday. It's a good idea.
Oh, do you think so?
I know it might be painful, Auntie Chris, but the longer you put it off, the worse it gets.
I suppose so. We're going tomorrow.
That's good.
I'm absolutely dreading what I'll find.
No. It may not be as bad as you think. And at least it should have more or less dried out by now.
I certainly hope so.
It's just one of those things you have to do. It's like getting back on a horse after a fall.
Yes. That's one way of looking at it.
Good day.
Well, a long one, but yeah, it was good. Yeah, we finished the silage. It's all in the clamp.
Ed and Johnny have been brilliant.
Here you go, Tom. That's £10.60, please.
Thanks, Kenton. Have one yourself.
Oh, cheers, mate.
See? There we go.
You know, I'm looking to buy a few beef cattle and run them at Grange Farm.
Yeah?
Well, I was thinking I should make some bale silage up there.
Good idea. Do you want a hand with it?
Oh, thanks, Tom. Yeah, that'd be great.
You can use our baler and wrapper.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
We can ask Johnny when he comes in, but I expect he'll be happy to help too.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, Kenton, what's this about the cup final being cancelled?
Oh, Lord, is that sign still up?
Yeah.
I must take it down.
Have you fixed the big screen?
No, but don't you worry about that. Come hell or high water, which is perhaps not the best metaphor to use in the circumstances, we will show the football this Saturday.
Yes?
Oh, yeah. Apart from anything else, I spent ages putting this quiz together.
Oh, I like a good quiz.
Yeah? OK, try this one then. Which team played in two successive FA Cup finals in which the ball burst?
What? That's way too hard.
Come on.
No, I have no idea. Who was it?
No, you come back and tell me when you found out.
Oh, come on, Kenton. That's not fair.
Anyway, cheers. Here's to some good teamwork.
We wouldn't have got through today without it.
Do you mind if I join you, gents?
No, feel free.
I like to think of me and Jolene as a pretty good team too.
Well, you are.
Yeah, same as you farmers, really. We are not going to let little things like the weather or a broken telly defeat us.
Too right.
No. We will overcome.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, hi, Phoebe. How's the revision going?
Okay.
Oh, you must be getting a bit fed up with it by now.
Sort of, but not many more papers to go.
I suppose so.
It helps, having half term.
My coursework's been really hard going too.
Is this another well-earned break?
Oh, there's no need to be sarcastic. I don't know about you though, but I do find it hard keeping motivated.
You should try giving yourself incentives.
Oh, I've done that. Like a night out clubbing when I hand a piece of work in, but it doesn't always help.
I was thinking more like a piece of chocolate.
Oh no, you should never use food. That's a terrible idea.
I don't mean like stuff in my face or anything.
No, the goals you set reflect your feelings of self-worth.
Mum.
Seriously, clubbing is all about physical activity. It's getting out there with other people.
I was out most of Sunday and Monday.
But chocolate? No, that's inward looking and self-indulgent.
Dad said it was funny seeing me beat you in the single wicket.
Well, he would, wouldn't he? He only got to the second round himself.
He lost to Rob, though, who won the whole thing.
I know. I thought we both did okay, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I bet everybody thought I was going to be hopeless. I used to play on the beach with Lucas. What is Rory doing up there?
Oh, he's playing tennis online, I think. He's okay.
Oh, good.
Aren't you taking him out later?
Yeah, we're going to the cinema. Do you want to come?
I would, but revision calls.
Oh, talking of incentives, I hear you've got a little treat lined up.
What's that?
The Young Farmer's Treasure Hunt, of course.
Oh, yeah. We had a great time doing all the clues the other day.
I bet you did. And I've had a really good idea about it.
No, it's good to see you, Charlie. Fancy a drink?
Yeah, why not?
Here you go.
Thanks.
Well caught. I knew you should have played in the single wicket.
Yeah, maybe next year. So have you got over your disappointment yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easy come, easy go. You know how it is.
Still, losing to Rob, that must have hurt.
Everyone else did too. It's no problem.
I thought you seemed a little more put out than that.
If you mean, can I think of people I'd rather have lost to, then yes, I can.
Well, he's not always the easiest of company, though.
No, but I'm going to have to get used to it.
Oh?
He turned up at Nets last night. Tom's butted him up and persuaded him to join the team.
I'd say that's a smart move.
Probably. He is looking forward to many victories in his company.
How's Ian?
Oh, he's fine. Disappointed we won't be watching the cup final at the Bull on Saturday, though.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Still, that's one less football match for me to sit through.
Well, the strawberries are looking good.
Still early days, and I'm sure you didn't come here to compliment me on my soft fruit.
No. No, I've got a favour to ask.
But it would be perfect, Phoebe. A mother and daughter team.
But...
And it's just the thing to take my mind off my coursework. I can't tell you how much it's doing my head in.
No,
we'd be the dream team.
Mum, listen. I can't enter the treasure hunt. I'm organising it.
Well, what does that matter?
I already know the clues and the answers.
Well, even better, we're guaranteed to win.
No, Mum, that's called cheating. I won't do it.
Wow.
Josh and I have loads to do. The last thing we want is you backseat driving.
It would be a big attraction.
Well, yes, I'm usually up at Brookfield.
Well, you're not doing an open day at home farm, though, are you?
No.
Ah, so there's no problem there.
I haven't heard from David, so...
Look. People love seeing big machines. Your combine would be perfect. Kids love it too.
Now, I could be wrong, of course, but I'd be very surprised if RB Farming haven't got big combines too.
Yes, but it's all in the wrong place. Besides, Justin's very keen to make this a local event.
And what does that mean?
As far as possible, he wants to make it come from people who live in and around Ambridge.
Oh, I see. So Justin doesn't want to pay us locals to do the work, but he's perfectly happy for us to provide him with free PR.
Okay, look, point taken.
Just that I'd mention it.
Of course. Though, Actually, look, there is something we can offer in return.
Oh, yeah?
Look, you'd be very welcome to promote your strawberries.
Oh, that's kind of you.
In fact, why don't you get your mum to come along too? We could set up her farmer's market stall.
Well, I can certainly ask her.
It'd be great for people to see local family businesses working in tandem with us. Yeah, I should ask a few more.
Mm, even more free PR.
Yeah, if you like. But hopefully it works both ways, hmm?
To be fair, it's not a bad idea. Mm. I'll have to see what Mum thinks. Check she doesn't have a prior engagement.
Oh, absolutely. And there'll be a party in the evening for everyone who's contributed on the day.
Oh, very generous.
It's just Justin's way of saying thank you. You'd be very welcome.
Oh, thank you.
We're putting up a marquee near the estate office.
Usually it's a burger and a pint at best.
So you see, there will be payment in kind.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, are you sure this is a good idea?
Yes, Auntie Chris, I'm quite sure.
It's not knowing what we'll find that's the worst of it.
And your imagination keeps filling the gaps.
It does, rather. That crack in the kitchen floor's still going to be there.
I'm afraid it is.
Probably even worse now.
Possibly. But it's one of the things we need to find out.
At least the dehumidifiers will soon be gone.
Yes. And then the walls can finish drying on their own.
Oh, I hope so.
Come on, then.
Oh, no, not yet. Just give me another minute.
All right.
It's not going to look very nice, is it?
No, I'm afraid there'll still be signs of flood damage.
It's going to be very messy.
Yes, but nothing that can't be fixed in time. And through the insurance, of course.
Yes.
As I said, it's important to look at the extent of the damage so we can see what needs doing.
Oh, it feels like having to start all over again.
Oh, I know.
I'm not sure I'm strong enough, Shula.
Oh, I think you might surprise yourself.
Will it even feel like home?
Ah, there's only one way to find out. Ready?
Oh, I suppose so.
Come on. Let's go and see.
All right.
Oh, be careful. There's quite a lot of junk mail on the floor.
Oh, yes, I see it.
Oh, that's odd. This one of your hairbrushes. And that figure of the potter George gave you.
What are they doing here? They belong upstairs.
Oh, it's broken, I'm afraid. Let me have a look in here. Oh, no.
Oh, you think someone's been in here?
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid someone has.
Oh, Shula, what have they done?
Who's Lillian on the phone to?
Oh, Linda, I think.
Oh, sounded very intense.
She said it was urgent, but I've no idea what it's about.
Sounds intriguing.
How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Now I've got this coffee, I'm going to head back out and check on the maze.
Right.
Not that you wanted to know all that, but you did ask how I was.
Exactly. That's how are you, not what are you doing.
Okay. I'm fine, anyway.
Good for you. Do you want to know how I feel?
Not particularly, but I have a feeling you're going to tell me anyway.
Well, a bit hacked off, if you must know.
Oh. What's up?
Phoebe turned down my offer to make up a team for the treasure hunt.
Oh. But it's a young farmer's do, isn't it?
Yeah. And then when I told Dad, he had yet another go at me.
About what?
Neglecting my studies to go speeding off on a jolly romp around the countryside.
Well, at least some of that's true, isn't it?
No, it isn't. And he has the cheek to say this to me just as he's swanning off to some swanky hotel for a couple of nights.
It is their anniversary tomorrow.
No, but it's the principle of the thing. And they expect me to look after Rory.
I thought you agreed to that.
Yes, I did, and I'm perfectly happy to. But it's so hypocritical.
I'm not sure I see the connection.
Oh, Adam. The way Dad goes on, you'd think he'll only be happy when I'm studying 24/7.
I'm sure he has your best interests at heart, Kate.
Oh, don't patronise me.
I wasn't, I promise.
I need my leisure activities to balance all the hard work I do.
Well, we all need time off.
Exactly. It's about harmonising my yin with my yang.
Is it?
Yes. Otherwise, my life is completely unbalanced and I'm absolutely no use to anyone. Why can't people see that?
Look, if you're looking for a distraction from your studies, you could come to Barrow Farm and sell some strawberries.
Oh, you can't be serious.
I'm perfectly serious.
Oh, I'm already doing a farmer's market on Sunday with Mum.
So, this would be Sunday week. Sounds like it'll be fun.
No, not to me it doesn't.
There's even going to be a party at the end of the day to thank the contributors.
Great. Ooh, a party with lots of crusty old farmers. No thanks.
Hey, watch who you're calling a crusty old farmer.
Anyway, if it's Sunday week, I've got a deadline next day for one of my essays. So I'm afraid I won't have time.
Too much yin and not enough yang makes Kate a dull girl.
Oh, ha ha. Oh, very funny.
Oh, no. It's gone.
Gran's wedding ring?
Yes.
Oh, Auntie Chris, sit down.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It feels as if my whole past has been ripped away from me.
Oh, I still can't believe it.
Neither can I.
How could anyone loot an empty house after a flood?
Oh, I've been so stupid. I thought it was safe, tucked away here where no one could find it.
Oh, you mustn't blame yourself.
Oh, why didn't I take it to the stables with the rest of the jewellery? Why did it have to be separate?
Because it meant so much to you.
I could have come back and got it at any time.
Oh, how were you to know this would happen? I mean, it doesn't happen in Ambridge.
But it just has. Oh,
they've taken nearly everything, apart from the furniture.
Oh, what would anybody want with things that have no value, except to me?
I know. It's so cruel.
Even George's own walking stick.
Oh, Auntie Chris. Oh, it won't be anyone local.
It's even worse than I thought it would be.
Oh, I suppose it's an ideal opportunity with so many empty houses.
We need to report it to the police.
Oh, don't worry. I'll call them in a minute. Oh, I'm so, so sorry. Oh,
it's not your fault.
No, but I thought bringing you back here was a good idea, that it would help you to move on.
Well, I had to find out sometime.
Yes, I know. But right now it feels like it's just made everything worse.
I can't thank you enough for answering my distress call, Lillian.
Nonsense, darling. It's my pleasure.
I simply couldn't face going to the dog rescue centre on my own.
Of course not.
Such a shock when they phoned yesterday.
I know.
I must have sent out that photo of Scruff weeks ago.
And then to get a call from the other side of Borsetshire.
I know. It's quite extraordinary.
But then dogs can be amazingly resilient.
Well, that's if it is Scruff at all, of course.
What do they say exactly?
Oh, that this dog looked very much like the photograph, only it's in much worse condition. Very traumatised.
Oh, poor thing.
It doesn't bear thinking about, Lillian, what he must have been through.
No. But look, the main thing, he's still alive.
Yes. Yes, that's the only thing that matters. Just the thought of getting him back gives me goosebumps.
Oh, do you want the heating up?
No, I was being metaphorical.
Mm.
Of course, we mustn't get our hopes up too much yet.
No, but let's think positive, shall we?
Yes. Oh, if it is Scruff.
Then that would be wonderful.
Now, I've got everything.
Look, do you want me to stop while you check?
No. We must get there as soon as we can.
Yes, I know.
But, well, I would hate to get there and find we couldn't take him because I've forgotten something.
I'm sure you haven't. Look, why not check anyway?
Yes, all right. That's his lead. Spare collar, ID and vaccination certificates.
Always best to be on the safe side.
And his favourite toy. I put in some treats too, just in case.
Well, that sounds like everything.
Oh, I hope so.
Right, then, let's go.
Can you believe it?
Not really.
My poor Auntie Chris.
Must have been such a shock.
Well, Shula said she's devastated.
Disgusting. I mean, how anyone could do that to such a lovely old lady?
Oh, they don't give a damn who they hurt. Never occurs to them to think about the victims.
Well, Harrison said there'd been a couple of other break-ins on Grange Spinney.
Really? Mm. You'd think he'd have told us.
Well, it was only recent.
Yeah, even so.
He said he's going to put the word out.
Sheer opportunism.
Oh, no. You wish you could do something to help, don't you?
Yeah, but what?
Well, we're not exactly in a position to offer much at the moment.
I know. If there is anything we can do, though, I'd really like to.
I'm sure everyone feels the same.
Yeah, I can well imagine St. David sticking his oar in.
Oh, look, let it go, Kenton. If Chris gets help, who cares where it comes from? Who's that?
Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, there's no need. We're open. Come up the stairs. Look, it says on the sign.
Don't worry. I'll be back in a sec.
This is very good of you, Pip.
Well, there's a sandwich too, if you're feeling peckish.
Oh, now you're spoiling me.
The hay's looking good.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, we should get a decent crop out of it. I thought you had an exam this morning.
Oh, I did. But it was a short one.
How did it go?
Fine, I think. There was nothing in it I wasn't expecting, so that's a good sign. Mm. Yeah.
Another one down.
Yeah. Well, the weather's been good this week.
Well, it's the least we deserve after the flood. Mm. What's in the sandwich?
Beef and mustard.
Maybe I will then. We're aiming to do the bailing on Monday.
Oh, I'm going to have to bail out of that one, I'm afraid.
Oh, ah.
Sorry, and for the pun.
No. We always knew you were going to be busy at this time.
Yeah, I know. But not without Eddie as well.
Nah, these things happen. We'll cope.
Mum told me what happened to Auntie Chris. God, isn't that awful?
Horrible. I was talking to her the other day about going back to Woodbine, and look what happens.
That's so sad.
Shula and Jim are looking after her.
Well, that's good.
And, you know, probably just having family around to support her is best at the moment. Although even that can have its downside.
You mean Uncle Kenton?
How did you guess?
He's really angry with you, isn't he?
Yes.
Do you think he'll ever get over it?
Who knows? At least Josh was able to cancel the wretched TV we ordered.
Well, he can't go on like that forever.
Certainly hope not.
Oh, and you know the young farmer's treasure hunt?
Josh has mentioned it about 500 times.
Well, I phoned Rex Fairbrother last night to ask if he and Toby might like to come.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and Rex thought so too. I mean, they'll get to meet new people with similar interests.
What? Like farming and drinking?
Dad, young farmers is about more than that.
I know.
And I also thought I could pair up with one of them to make a team.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so they've got someone with local knowledge who can navigate. Obviously, I know the area better than they do.
Which, for a treasure hunt, is pretty useful.
Exactly, and Rex agreed.
Oh, so you'll be going with him?
Oh, I don't know yet. It depends which one needs help more.
Well, should be a good evening.
Yeah, I hope so. You finished?
Yes, thanks. Oh, that was just what the doctor ordered.
Then I'll leave you to get back to your hay turning.
Ta-da! 150-inch flat-screen television. Cinders, we shall go to the ball.
How did you pay for this?
Don't worry, Jolene, it's all taken care of.
Was it on credit?
Yes, yeah, all right. I did get it on credit.
Kenton, we've got no credit.
No, that's not true. I mean, OK, we are maxed out on the card we transferred the debt to.
That's what I'm saying.
But I've put this on one of the cards the debt came off. Clever, eh?
No! It don't make sense.
Yes, it does. Because once we transferred everything, that first card became empty.
You can't beat the system like that.
Please, Jolene, stay with me on this. I'm having a hard enough time as it is.
Yes, I know that. But this won't help.
Honestly, it's not that much money.
Oh, how can you say that?
No, not when you put it up against what we stand to lose if we don't show the cup final.
Oh, Kenton.
And remember, there's Wimbledon coming up and the golf, Formula One.
And look, hold on.
No, if we miss out on all those, it'll be a disaster.
No, listen to me, Kenton. We are already paying off a huge amount of debt on our credit card, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes. now, at least the transferred amount is interest-free for the first 12 months. But the whole idea is to consolidate our debt into one lump sum so we have more control.
Yes, I know
and
that.
And now you're putting new debt on the old card.
It's one thing.
Yes, but next it'll be another thing, then another, and another thing we must have. Until one day that card's full as well. And then what? Look, we can't keep doing this.
Jolene, I promise it won't be like that. This was a one-off, out of necessity.
Necessity?
Yes. And anyway, now we've bought it, we might as well make the most of it. Look at how much profit we made from the beer tent at the Single Wicket.
That was a good day, I'll give you that.
And tomorrow will be even better, with the quiz and the final. Think of all those extra punters. I mean, the telly will be half paid for by the end of the day.
In your dreams.
No, trust me, Jolene, you won't regret this.
I'm sorry it took so long, darling. Even the ruddy sat-nav couldn't work it out.
Oh, Lillian. Do you think this was written in the stars?
Possibly.
Well, today is my birthday.
Oh, yes.
That must be auspicious.
Happy birthday, darling.
Surely it's a sign he's coming back to me.
Well, it's as good a theory as any.
Oh, it will be the best birthday present ever.
Absolutely. Look, shall we go in?
Yes, of course. There's nothing in the world I want more. Absolutely nothing.
What's this? The estate website?
Yeah. They've got so much stuff going on Open Farm Sunday.
Like what?
Well, there's a Feed the Calf Challenge, 5 different farm trails.
Win a 4x4 driving day. A tractor driving day. A family ticket to a point-to-point. They're giving us a lot to live up to, aren't they?
Yeah, look, the open day will be both educational and entertaining. A great day out for the whole family.
Oh, so's ours.
Oh, yeah, just on a smaller scale.
Exactly.
So how do we compete?
Well, the truth is we don't. But we can still give people a good day out.
Yeah, but what if people see this and then look at ours and think it's, well, you know, a bit dull by comparison?
What else can we do, though? We're stretched enough as it is.
I know.
And we've only got about a tenth of the resources Justin Elliott can throw at theirs.
It's not fair, is it?
I'm beginning to wish you hadn't shown me this.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's OK. We need to forget about what they're doing. If we just concentrate on what we do best, then people will see the value in that.
I agree.
There's still a lot of loyalty in Ambridge towards us. Despite what happened when they thought we were moving.
I'm sure that's true.
Whereas, relatively speaking, Barrow Farm's only been here about 5 minutes.
Yeah, the new kids on the block.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry Josh and I can't help out much beforehand, but we'll be with you on the day.
Thanks. Looks like we're going to have some stiff competition. But if we work as a team, I'm sure we could make a really good day of it.
It was a lovely dog, and it did look quite like him.
No, it didn't. It was never Scruff, not in a million years.
No, I suppose not.
Oh, why did I allow myself to get my hopes up?
Well, you're only human, darling.
I should have known better.
Besides, you hear these stories, don't you? You know, about dogs who come back weeks or even months after their owners lost them.
Yes, you do.
I mean, there was a film about it, wasn't there? About a couple of dogs and a cat. And they found their way home over hundreds of miles through a wilderness.
The incredible journey.
Yeah, that's right. I must have seen it when I was a teenager.
So did I.
So you see, these things do happen. Perhaps Scruff is still on his way back. You mustn't give up hope yet.
But this is real life, Lillian. I have to face facts. Scruff has been missing for 3 months now.
You never know. It could still happen.
Lillian, I'm very grateful to you for trying to keep my spirits up.
It's true, darling.
No, it's no good. Scruff has gone. And I have to accept that he's never coming back.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.